Chapel. What a privilege and honor this morning God has granted to us, woke us into this day. Give us this opportunity that we might share the good news of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to gathering in the Lord's house this morning, and I trust that you're up making preparation to enter into the Lord's house, to serve Him, to be there to support the body, and do all we can to gain others into this great kingdom. And this morning, we would invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. this morning. Worship follows at 11. On Wednesday evening, we have an adult Bible study and a youth service at 6 o'clock. We'd invite you to join us then. We're physically located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. That's just out of the Woodsdale community. If you're traveling north out of Hamilton on Route 4, you turn left on Liberty Fairfield Road, and when it crosses the river, the road turns into Wayne Madison as it passes through Woodsdale, and the church is located there on the left. So it's not difficult to find. We'd invite you to join us. If you can't, why, be sure and remember us in your prayers. We always desire the prayers of God's people. We'd invite you this morning to join us as we pray. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, God, we have so much to thank you for, Lord. Father God, we have so many things, Lord, that we could pause and consider this day. But Father God, our Lord, we realize that our time is limited, both here in this little place, our Father, here upon this earth. And God, we pray this morning, Lord, and God, that we might utilize it, redeem it, as you say in your precious word. Our Father, that we might use it to your honor and your glory, God. Our Father, that we might present, God, the glorious gospel. Our Father, in a way that those that don't know you in a free pardon of sin, I might surrender before it's too late. God, those this morning that need to be fed might be fed of your precious word today, Lord. Our Father, them today, God, that's not able to gather into your house somewhere, oh God. Our Father, we pray that this broadcast and the ones to follow might be an uplift to them, God. Our Father, might be a help to them this morning. Our Father, God, we pray today that it might be that which someone needs, and God, it would cause them to step out. Our Father, cause them to come in obedience to your word today. Lord God, we look to you this morning. I believe, and as your word teaches, that apart from the vine, we can do nothing today. And Lord, how we need your strength, your help in mind and body and spirit this morning. Father, as the psalmist of old, we look unto the hills, from whence cometh our help today. Father, God, bless now the reading and the teaching, the preaching of your holy word this morning. And God, that it might go forth in purity and power, that it would accomplish whereunto you send it. Father, we don't know this morning who might be there. And God, we don't know today who might be in need, the circumstances or the situations. Father, but you know this morning. Not only do you know today, Lord, you have the answer they seek. Father, those that come last night, I bowed their knee there upon the altar. Father, you know the circumstance, the condition and the situations. Father God, I know this morning how you've done your part, how fully and completely, how to save to the uttermost, how them that will believe today, and God, help them, I pray, how to step out on the promises, Father, to have that faith to believe, that indeed you died, for them and rose again, Father, Father God, not only they, but the many this morning that have not made confession, Father, that have not come to that place where they've received you as Savior. Father, we often call them those that are lost and undone. And God, convict their heart. And God, give them understanding this morning. I bring them to that altar, out of that old rugged cross. Father, this morning, I bless your church, wherever they gather and assemble today, where they lift up that precious bloodstained banner of Christ. Father God, be there in the midst with them. Lord, save their people. Father, again, we ask for our sick, them that lie on the beds of affliction. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those you touch, for the one we asked last week. But God, we know this morning that he still needs your help. And God, we ask for him and so many others today. Father, we ask for those brokenhearted and grieved. Father, be with them as they walk down through that dark shadow, valley of the shadow of death. And Father God, yet again, bless them in the service of our country, O Lord. Father, bless them in the chaplain corps, and help them to share the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ. Father God, bless the little families. Once again, God, we pray that you continue to bless the station this morning. I'm Brother Mark. And God, each one that makes it possible. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the heritage. We thank you for the past. And God, we look to the future this morning. Father, that great things will be accomplished in your name, for the cause and upbuilding your kingdom. I'm blessed now, we pray, God. We need you this morning. Help us, O God, for we ask it all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Brother, this morning we hear, find the word of God, the word of God to say in 2 Corinthians 11 chapter and the 3rd verse, the apostle writing here, but I fear lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Brother, I want you to think about it just for a few minutes today. Brother, I'm glad this morning for men of education and knowledge. Brother, I appreciate them that's able to wade out deep into the Word of God. Brother, I'm glad when the meat's laid out before me. And brother, we need to teach and preach the simplicity that is in Christ. Brother, what does that mean this morning? You know the word. You've heard it here Sunday after Sunday, I know. Jesus said, I answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Brother, as you continue on, he said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Sounds easy enough, doesn't it? That's the simplicity that of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother Nicodemus, I didn't have the benefit that you and I have today. He was standing face to face with the Savior himself. Brother, you might be right there with him this morning, but you and I today, I have the advantage that we have the glorious gospel written and prepared, preserved down to this point in time. He began to ask Jesus, how is it possible? Brother, I direct your attention this morning into that familiar scripture. I'm the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Brother, if I've not preached to you the word, then you're not responsible. But listen this morning, to the best of my ability, brother, week to week, I've tried to share with you the good news of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother, I don't have anything to sell. Brother, I don't have anything to that I'm trying to accomplish. Brother, I'm not trying to build a name or build a kingdom for me. Brother, all I want this morning is to hear someone receiving Christ as their Savior. Brother, somebody stepping out on faith believing. Paul went on to teach that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And now, boys, you can white it out. You can say yes, but it doesn't change the 10th chapter on the book of Romans. Sometimes they'll come to me and say, Brother Fred, they're trying to change the word of God. How they've changed it to suit themselves. Brother, that's not so. The word of God I was settled in heaven before the foundation of the world. I'm not one man. I'm not a multitude of men. I'm not an organization. Nor is anyone able to change the word of God this morning. And God didn't give us that authority. God didn't give us that right. What must we do? I accept it and receive it. I believe upon the only begotten Son of God. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And go a little further, for whosoever I shall call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. And finally, Paul comes down and he says, have you believed our report? That 16th verse. Lord, who hath believed our report? This morning, that is the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus died for your sins and mine. Jesus bore our sin. Paid the price. Suffered the pain. Brother, when they took his broken, battered body down off of that old rugged cross, they laid it in a borrowed tomb. And glory be to his name this morning. On the third and appointed morning, he rose again. Brother, with victory for you and I today, that the gospel might be extended, the opportunity might be provided. As Paul quoted Isaiah, I'll ask you one more time, who has believed our report? Isaiah said, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? young brother simply stated how ye must be born again, how you must accept, how receive Christ as your Savior, how for yourself and not another this morning. I'll ask you, have you done that today? Have you taken the time to call out and ask Him this morning? I believe just exactly what the Word said, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do that today, would you please? God bless you. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.